And it's time for Speaking Psychologically. I knew Dr. Braccio was going to be on cloud nine still after the huge victory last play of the game, Michigan State over Wisconsin. Dr. Braccio, I know you're grinning from ear to ear, aren't you?
Well, I have to admit that's one of those magical moments. We get them in life sometimes, which from a life perspective, not huge, but when you put it together, the tribe, the group, being part of something, identifying. It's one of those great events that are seared in the mind, and we enjoy it. Go Green, great time.
Well, let's talk about a very interesting topic. How does a party happy couple adapt to a child and children? Interesting thing to think about.
Well, what happens, it always amazes me. You get people, they get together, they party, they drink, they do all kinds of things, and then good for them. This is not questioning what people ought to enjoy themselves. But then it comes to the point where they're going to have a child and conflicts occur. Either one or both really are not ready to change. They want to maintain the same lifestyle as they've had before, and this leads to conflict. I remember many years ago, my mother had this kind of one of these cartoons that said, "Pierre, you were more fun in Paris than in Grand Rapids." And the reason it had a little kid in the background, meaning the whole intent was, you know, when you're single or you're together, you're just partying. Life is carefree. There doesn't appear to be responsibility. But once you have a child, then all of a sudden, everything really changes. And a lot of people aren't willing to do that, Tony. And that's why I advise people when they're thinking of getting married or thinking of having a child, and they're coming in or talking to me, and I say, you know, you're going to have to change the lifestyle, because all of a sudden that little person doesn't ask to be born, really has to become the number one priority in both of your lives. And if you're not willing to do that, then you really have to consider, do you really want a child yet? So big potential problem that I see every day, and so I'm sure you have yourself. And then the kids, unfortunately, are the real negative persons impacted by people not ready to have a child.
You know, what's interesting about this is we've talked about when you're thinking about marrying or settling down, we plan, we think about our lives and the financial end of it and where we're going to live and how we're going to make that, but we don't think about things like who we're going to marry, what we want from them, and when it's time to start having a family and to, I don't know, sow your wild oats, get all the partying done, and move on to cooler things, maybe.
Well, you see, to me, having a family, being, you know, married to somebody, and just enjoying a life together is really the high point of, fortunately, hopefully, I should say, a long life. And if people really don't set their priorities, then they're really causing problems. And, Tony, we see every day, and you and I have talked about it various times, about children raised in homes where there's one parent or two parents that don't get along with each other, a lack of priorities, the kids get stuck in the middle, they get into problems in school, they don't study, they don't, et cetera, et cetera. And that often comes from people that are not willing to be responsible with children. They may have had a great life before they got married, even a great life when they got together, but as soon as the responsibility of the child came, everything started going wrong. So people really need to plan to have a child, have a family, the same way they ought to when they buy a car, when they buy a computer. I'm amazed people will spend days and weeks looking at cars, looking at computers, looking at whatever it might be, and they'll just say, poof, let's have a kid or something, and not really realize the astounding difference that makes in your life and the future life of the child you're going to have.
And your social circumstance doesn't have to change just because you have a family. Obviously, we need to be a little bit more responsible, but you need to take time out to go out and enjoy yourself, too.
And listen, can be an exciting, great time. I certainly have enjoyed having children. They're in their 30s now, but boy, they are great and a great new son-in-law. So, hey, life. I'm not being around a while, I should say, but I'm just saying, hey, great new family members. Great if you work to have a family and you want to do it and put the party shoes off and just really settle into a happy, good, wonderful family life, Tony. That's what we need to do.
All right. Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Go Green for this big game against Nebraska.
Hallelujah. Go Green. It's great to be a Spartan. Great to be part of the tribe, my friend. Nice talking to you.